Blog Talk Radio.
To the Burke Allen Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network, live from our studios in Washington, D.C. Our phone number is 718-506-1944. That's 718-506-1944. It's a free call from anywhere in the New York City metropolitan area. You can also send us your questions and comments in our flash chat section for our guest, author and poet Melanie Greenwood. And Melanie has a pretty interesting background. She is from Belize in Central America and is born into a military family, spent some time in England, vacationed here in the U.S. and said, you know, I want to be in America. Moved here, lives now in the New York City metropolitan area in New Jersey. I'm going to ask her what exit she's from soon. And has won lots of awards, including the Prometheus Muse of Fire Award, the Poet of the Year Medallion, and the Shakespeare Trophy of Excellence through the Famous Poet Society. Epic Poems of a Poetist is her first book of poetry. She has a novel coming up called Forevermore. Melanie Greenwood, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Berg. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Congratulations on all your success. So a Shakespeare Trophy of Excellence from the Famous Poet Society. When you start to get recognized for your poetry, is that a humbling experience? What goes through your mind?
Actually, it is. At first, I was a bit shocked because you're like, what? My poem won something? But it's really a great experience, and it's something that to definitely pay forward.
What, as a young person, got you interested in writing?
Ever since I was, since I was a kid, I did a lot of reading. My dad is also considered sort of like a genius. He knows everything about everything. And being in the military and doing all of that, I really looked up to him as my mentor and my teachers and everyone. Just it was a little bit of everything, to be quite honest. And I just really got into writing stories and wanted to do more. And I noticed that some of my stuff was rhyming. And I remember when you were a kid and your teacher says, okay, when you write something, make sure it rhymes because it sounds really well. And just pretty much that, and through the years, everyone I've met, things I've done, really inspired me to do more, and I noticed it just started flowing out of me. But one of the most important things I noticed when I was growing up is photos. I was really taken with photos and pictures and artists and all of that, and I noticed that looking at these photos for a while, I started getting stories from it and writing, and it came more and more as I got older, and that's pretty much how it all started.
Our guest is Melanie Greenwood. She's an author and a poet. The book is Epic Poems of a Poetist, and coming up, Forevermore, a love story later this year. You can visit her online at melaniegreenwood.com. And if you have any questions or comments for Melanie, our number is 718-506-1944. Were there poets that influenced you as a young person, or folks that you read now that you really look up to as role models in either writing or poetry?
I really fell in love with Shakespeare, to be quite honest. And when I was in school, I remember a lot of the kids used to come to me to ask me to help them translate it. Even my cousin, as I got older, he would say, Mel, listen, can I borrow you for a minute? And he's like, I'm just not getting what Shakespeare is saying. And I would just translate it and read it off to him like it was second nature to me. So I would say Edgar Allan Poe as well inspired me, and pretty much all of them. I kind of took a little bit away from every one of them. And recently I purchased a book from Oxford University, their library, their bookstore actually in New York City. They have a book of poems that are put together by all these famous poets from the past. And every time I read it, I don't know what it is. It just feels like home for me. And it's my world. I really love it.
How did growing up in these very different places, in Belize, in England, in the U.S., how did all that shape your worldview and your writing?
Well, first of all, the experience was fantastic. I mean, different climates, to say the least, and in Belize, everything to do there has to do with the ocean, so you're sort of an expert diver, expert swimmer, and just going out to the Keys and sitting out there at night looking at a full moon on the water, that was incredible. Then going to England and my dad being in the military at that time, we were stationed there at Epsom Close in England at the time when Princess Diana was around. So one of the things that I fell in love with is that we actually got to meet her, and I was like, oh, my God, I was just stuck on her forever. She became one of my greatest mentors besides my mom growing up. And then coming to the States, and I remember, this is sort of funny, because I remember going on an escalator, really, for the first time in the States. I remember looking at my mom and saying, okay, what is that? The stairs is moving. And it was just all a lot of different experiences, and one of the first foods I actually tried here in the States was pizza and fell in love with it. But meeting different people, learning different cultures, I would say if you have the opportunity to travel, do it as much as you can. You learn so much, and pretty much a part of the world is communicating, being able to communicate with each other, learn from each other. So you kind of take a little bit with you, and a lot of that is actually incorporated in my upcoming novel, to be quite honest, because I remember when I was in Belize, we stood at our cousin's house, and she had foreigners that would come from abroad and stay there with them in a room, rent out a room, and she would cook dinner, treat them as one of the family. And I remembered that, and I actually incorporated that into my novel with my character, being that my character wanted to feel a bit more at home because they were traveling and enjoyed that type of an atmosphere more than staying in a hotel room. So you pretty much take a lot with you, believe it or not, and there are experiences that stay with you forever. So every time you want to sort of have a night sitting outside, beautiful, full moon, you kind of reminisce over those things and you hold on to them. So I think that's what's important. But it does add a lot to you as an individual, an artist, and a writer.
Our guest is Melanie Greenwood. She has her very first novel coming up for release later this year. We're going to talk to Melanie more about that and take your calls and questions at 718-506-1944 for author and poet, and we just learned, friend of Princess Diana, Melanie Greenwood, right after this on the Burke Allen Show. Hang on, back in 60 seconds.
Over 14 million people witnessed his emotional story of survival and triumph on national television.
I've been doing this, man, for so long, like ever since I was a kid.
Millions more voted him their favorite in a landslide win.
The winner is...
And now, you can be a part of the experience live.
Landau Eugene Murphy!
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Your America's Got Talent winner.
I've got you.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Under my...
Live. Performing classics from the Great American Songbook and his Columbia Records debut CD, That's Life.
That's Life.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.'s That's Life Tour. The one concert event this year you absolutely can't miss.
For concert dates and more information, visit LandauMurphyJr.com. Allen Show, broadcasting live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for listening, wherever in the world you may be, and joining us from New York City, our guest author and poet, Melanie Greenwood. So So you've released your first book of poetry, but now it's your first book. Your first novel is coming out later this year, Forevermore, A Love Story. Tell me about the book.
Well, it's a fictional romance, and it's I don't want to give too much away because I've done a lot of reading over my life, and one of my best friends, Jacqueline, she's actually read over 1,000 books, and they've majority of them all been romance. So she's kind of my go-to girl as I'm writing. But it's pretty much about this character, Martin, who is a photographer and writer, and he's sent to do an assignment for one of his old clients who was actually from Belize, and the friend's daughter, her mom was a memoir writer, and her mom passed away, and she found a memoir that was not completed, and she wanted to finish that. So she's sending our character, Martin, into Mexico, where he's going to, I have to be careful how I say it, because reading a lot of books, I don't think I've come across something quite like this.
That's good.
I'm writing. Yes, so please forgive me, Burke. I just have to be a bit careful I don't give it away because I get really excited about it. I just kind of want to splurge it out. But we'll leave it at him going to Mexico, staying at a family, and discovering something very interesting. And if you don't mind, I really would like to leave it there. But it is a romance, fictional romance novel.
And in writing this book, how much of Melanie Greenwood comes out in the book with this lead character, the photographer Martin? Is there a female heroine that you took parts of yourself from?
Well, actually, it's funny that you should say that because I'm actually writing the book from a man's perspective. So I'm writing the book from my character Martin, who falls in love with this young lady. And I would say it kind of takes a lot of my life experiences that I've gone through, or people I've met, or things of that nature, and just kind of taken a little bit and little bits from there. Like, example, my cousin, I took that idea of her having foreigners stay in her home and treating them like family. I kind of took that and incorporated into my novel. But a lot of it, too, comes from looking at photographs. I went on the internet, took a lot of photographs, images that I have saved on my computer, and I just look at them and start writing my story. Because I don't know Mexico, and I've never visited it. I would love to one day. And so the idea is to just kind of bring up all these things on Wikipedia or do images of photos of hotels or different places in Mexico, and just sort of taking that and laying it all out on the floor and then looking at them and carrying my story through. So I'm actually almost quite done with it, and I thought it would have been just a one book type of thing, but as I'm writing, the characters seem to kind of take over in a sense, not literally, but you get what I'm saying. And it looks like it's going to be two books instead of one. And I've got to make sure I end the first book quite fantastic, that it's sort of shocking to people. And I've been letting certain individuals, or giving individuals chapter one to read, and they've been doing reviews on it. And so far, knock wood, I've been getting really great feedback. I'm actually waiting for two reviews that are coming in, and I'm really excited about it, but especially excited about one of them because it's a male review, being that I'm telling the story from a male's perspective. So I'd like to see what this gentleman has to say about it.
Well, it sounds fascinating. The book is Forevermore, A Love Story. It's due for release later this year. And Melanie, I'll be in New York City later this week at Book Expo America, which is, as you probably know, a huge trade show for authors and distributors. And I think it's very interesting that along with being an author, you're also an entrepreneur, and you've actually founded your own publishing company, Zillionaires Publishing. And what is your take on sort of where you see the book business going in the next several years? It certainly has changed an awful lot with the advent of the e-reader. Where do you see books and writing and the publishing world going in the next several years?
To be quite honest with you, I'm really amazed at the turn of events that it's taking. I mean, before, not too many people would look at independently publishing their book. And one of the things I think mainstream publishing companies were a little skeptic to taking those on. But the world seems to be, you're right, absolutely changing. And even mainstream companies and literary agents are looking at people that have already independently published a book or self-published a book, and I think that's quite fantastic. And with everything being on computers these days, I have to say I'm a bit old-fashioned. I really love having an actual book in my hand, the feel, the texture, all of that, and just there's something about that. But, you know, we're gearing towards saving the planet and doing all these incredible things for our planet, so I have to kind of work my way out of that, which I don't think will ever go, but I have to be someone to be up-to-date and, to be quite honest, 7 years from now, looking at where it'll be, I think it'll just be at a fantastic place, not too steeper gradient, but just right for the times. You know what I mean? So it's like my mom would always say, everything has its own time. And I think as we're going along, we're doing a fantastic job, and it's only going to get better and better.
Well, congratulations on your success to this point. The poetry book is out now. It's Epic Poems of a Poetess. And it's available not only in the United States, but several countries overseas, and currently working on the first novel, Forevermore, A Love Story. Melanie Greenwood, thank you so much for being on the program today, and best of luck.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. You can find out more about Melanie online. Her website is melaniegreenwood.com. That's melaniegreenwood.com. Our guest today, author and poet. Check her out. I'm Burke Allen, live in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. If you happen to be in New York City for Book Expo America, sure hope you look me up. Now go out and make it a great day.